Sunday Meditation, March 4th, 2001. Our question today is, how can a person who has a great deal of sexual energy available from the red ray, but no sexual partner, allow that energy to move through the various energy centers of the body in the most harmonious manner possible?
We are those known to you as the principle of Kuo. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We thank each of you who has called us to your group this day. We thank you for your searching, and we thank you for your question. And we are glad to respond with our thoughts and opinions if, for your part, you use discrimination, that we are in no way authorities, but rather those who are pilgrims upon the path. And are glad to share what experiences we have had with you. We share as soul to soul and being to being. And in terms of learning and in terms of teaching, we feel that you are our teachers to a greater extent than we are yours. We greatly appreciate this exchange of learning and teaching. And thank each and bless each. For we are all desiring to be of service. And all desiring to seek the truth. And this is the bond that blesses us with its companionship, one to the other. You asked this day concerning red ray energy. And we are happy to talk about this interesting subject. As is often the case with us, we would like to establish the ground upon which we will speak by moving back a step and looking not just at the red ray energy center, but at the energetic body and its location with regards to the physical body and its connections to the physical body. Firstly, we would posit that each entity is an essence, a field of energy that has complex characteristics on many different levels. A soul essence vibrates through all densities and has chakra connections in all seven bodies on the inner planes. So when one is dealing with the energetic body, one is dealing not simply with an adjunct to the physical body, but rather a system of fields of energy that extend far past time, space, and incarnational situations. Consequently, in dealing with the energy of the body, the relationship of the energy body to the physical body is not as straightforward as it may seem to be when thinking in a linear fashion concerning issues connected with the various chakra energies. The energy body is a system of bodies which occupy, in your terms, the same space and time, in that they are all potentially available as sources of information. Within the incarnation, so that as an entity becomes increasingly familiar with the feeling of the energy body in balance, there becomes a kind of feedback system that is greatly helpful in working to balance the system. We will discuss this at more length later. It is the tendency of this instrument, and certainly many who work with the concepts of the chakra center, to tend to categorize energies as to chakra and to analyze them as to chakra source. This is, in some cases, of a limited amount of help. It is sometimes quite possible to analyze a situation in terms of chakra origination when it comes to blockage or overactivation. However, the limitations of this way of gazing at or analyzing chakra energies is that the chakras do not work separately, but rather work as a system and, in addition, have important and significant connections between finer bodies within higher densities as the process of learning by faith and receiving by faith goes on. We would begin then by suggesting that it is well, when faced with a perceived imbalance in the energy body, to realize that the situation is non-local, no matter how local it may seem. That is, it may seem that there is a red ray overactivation or a red ray blockage, and that this is then removing energy from the red ray. In actuality, the energies of the system are seldom blocked in only one ray because of the interrelationships between the rays, especially between the primary rays, and also because of the centrality of the heart to those who are working in service to others, polarity. In the case of perceived red ray blockage, for instance, it is well to gaze carefully at the nature of red ray It is that first gateway of the energetic body. It is that first gateway that allows in the infinite energy of the one infinite creator. The easy way to gaze at energy systems is to look at the blockages. And one by one to remove them. However, the subtleties of each chakra move beyond the stated. Venue or placement of that chakra. That is to say, certainly the red ray blockage has to do with sexuality in a linear sense. But in a very significant non-linear sense, it has far more to do with the processes of love and fear as regards survival. Survival is a vital and hidden issue for an entity that is well fed, decently clothed, warm, and with a roof over the physical head. It does not occur to the waking consciousness that there is a survival issue with regards to sexuality. For sexuality is clearly not necessary. However, in the gateway to the metaphysical body or energy body, one also is gazing at the gateway to the physical body. And this connection between physical and metaphysical bodies creates the situation in which the instincts of the physical body have a sometimes striking and again hidden effect upon the perceived experience of blockage in red ray. So that which is perceived as sexual frustration is actually the cry of the heart to survive. This instrument was talking earlier about the simple, fundamental necessity of having one's needs met. Obviously, in terms of your experience within incarnation, there is a constant and unremitting traffic of requests from the self concerning those things which it needs to survive. The stomach cries out for food. The physical body cries out to reproduce. The body demands to breathe, to work, to move, and to function. When there are gateway challenges that are persistent, such as a denial of a perceived sexual need, the energy system is set up to become blocked along certain lines that create a perception in the soul that is experiencing this, that there is a red ray energy blockage. And on the level of the observation, this is correct. On the level of the solution of this observation, if there can be said to be a solution, this is not correct. For, as we said, there is much more connection between the chakras and the effect of one chakra upon another, and then this instrument and many, perhaps, give the energy body credit for possessing. So, in truth, a blockage in red ray, in the most linear sense, does indeed block energy so that it cannot rise up into the heart chakra and therefore be available for working consciousness. But more than that, it is a non-specific energy. It is not a sexual energy, nor is it a survival energy. It is rather energy. In truth, you see, the energy body does not respond to physical stimuli. In an energetic sense, the body is completely a creature of the mind and the spirit and the emotions. So those feelings that are within, those desires and thirsts, as complex and interrelated as they usually are actually at the heart of blockage within the energy body. And because the needs of an incarnational being are complex, the blockages, overactivations, and other distortions within the energy body are significantly more complex than can be determined by analysis using the intellectual mind. We would suggest that one way to work on blockages within the energetic body is to give to the self the resource of the energy body clearing or balancing, which we have talked about through this instrument before. Since we have talked about this before, we will recapitulate rather succinctly by saying that the point of energy balancing is simply to go through the day's experiences as one remembers them. Sitting quietly at the end of the day in a reflective mode and simply being with each distortion that can be remembered from the harvest of the day's emotions, whether that distortion was towards the positive emotion or towards negative emotions as perceived by the sleeper. For all distortions from balance are equally useful for looking at and for allowing into the arena of the meditational mind, in order that in silence and in the release of control, there may be allowed to enter into the energy system that help which is available from those unseen beings which surround and guard and guide each sleeper. This instrument works with her own energy balancing in this way very seldom, because the technique involves looking at each emotion, allowing it to intensify to the point of real heavy intensity, and then allowing that emotion's exact opposite to enter into the equation until both sides of, say, impatience and patience can be seen in a balanced fashion. However, this instrument does use a visualization technique in order to balance its energies, and this is helpful for those whose visualization abilities are dull enough that there is not the danger of over-intensification or over-dramatization of emotion, which would sweep away the possibility of balancing. in this visualization technique, there is simply the request for help from guidance. And when that guidance has been secured, there is the request that this guidance help in seeing, in an inner or intuitive sense, the actual colors of the chakra centers, to see if they are at the same color tone, the same color intensity, and the same degree of lightness of tone within each color. This way it can be seen intuitively if an energy center seems muddy or dark or weak or attenuated. It is possible to work with balancing techniques using the a balancing meditation or using a visualization technique. Either one of these signals to the energy body that care is being given to the body, that concern from the heart is being offered to the body. And this is greatly reassuring to the body and helps whether or not the balancing meditation or visualization seems to be successful from the conscious standpoint. Another aspect which may well help with unclogging blockages is simply to act on the emotion which has been engendered. And by this we mean that the basic emotion engendered is located to the best degree of accuracy possible by the seeker, and then expressed. In the instance that the one known as Romy spoke of, and related the one known as Pookie speaking of, the experience was that of waking up and immediately feeling such a degree of frustration that the desire is to scream. We would encourage moving to a place of safety and screaming when this feeling occurs. It is not wise to upset others, nor is it wise to upset the environment. However, it is very wise to acknowledge and express emotion when it can be done without infringing upon the free will of others or destroying something within the self. If there is a real spiritual value in acknowledging primal distress, and in expressing it even in the most primitive emotional release, such as the scream. For it is a scream from the heart that wants to survive, not simply the body that wishes to reproduce or to express its sexual nature. This is the surface of the energy distortion, but not its essence. And the seeming catalyst for energy distortion is almost never a linear match with the catalyst that produced it. For within the energy body, the system of unconscious memory connection and memory within other lifetimes, which included relationships with this issue or with the entity which is giving catalyst on this issue, are numerous. And consequently, the rational mind and the waking consciousness shall not be able to significantly penetrate the nature of the actual energy distortion. Perhaps we may say that beyond a certain point, it is well to rely upon faith. We always come back to the simplicity of the situation and the unity of the situation. For all energy is one. There is not sexual energy, personal energy, family and group energy, heart energy, and so forth. There are aspects to the energy, colors, shall we say, to the energy as it moves through those centers of energy and connection within the energy bodies. But the energy itself is limitless, white, light. And although it may be distorted in its shadows within the energetic physical body connection, within the energetic body itself, and at the source of the problem, it is all the same energy. And this is a key concept we feel. For this lifts the seeker beyond the limitation of the concept of her problem and places the waiting heart and the energy body, which is listening to that heart, in the situation of being aware of the larger picture. And what one accepts into the waking mind becomes the door that opens the potential of the solution to be approached and released from its scripture. First, there is the faith that all is well. This is a significant step for one who is suffering. For the physical body wants to react in a fear-based manner. The instincts of the physical body are to protect and control for the safety of the physical body. And so there is the feeling when one is in discomfort that one needs to control that situation. One needs to achieve the comfort zone. However, often within your density, you have made choices as a seeker before incarnation that place you in a situation where you will continue to suffer, and that is what was intended. It was not seen before incarnation that this would be precisely suffering. It was seen that this would be learning. It was seen that this would be a great opportunity to make the breakthrough, the step forward as a spiritual being in evolution. Evolution is change. Change is difficult. Change is painful. Change engenders suffering. Consequently, some blockages that are looked at and are experienced are placed there by the self before incarnation, not in order to break through quickly, but in order to initiate a process of self-acceptance, self-understanding, and self-forgiveness that is far deeper than the issue that begins this process of understanding, acceptance, healing, and forgiveness. Secondly, there is the faith that there is help available beyond what is available to the rational mind, and that this help is benign, kindly, and intelligent. Once one has basic attitude of faith that regardless of appearances, all is well, there is a door within the heart that opens that has been closed by fear. It will continue to wish to close again and again and again. And this is why daily meditation and entering of the silence is so central, even if it is but for a few moments. That connection with the silence empowers the resources of the connections between physical and energetic body, and between the connections in the energetic body to those bodies which are involved in the guidance of the higher self that is moving to help the self within third density. The faith that all is well and that help is there together have a tremendously comforting and strengthening effect. However, as we said, in the face of apparent physical imbalance that continues over a period of time, this sense of well-being will again and again be compromised by the instinctive fear-based reactions of the physical vehicle, which feels that it is being threatened in its ability to survive. There is, as this instrument has said, no issue tougher than the red ray issue, because that natural function is so strong in the physical body, and the emotional need for connection and companionship, which sexuality is the door to within your peoples, is so very strong. There is certainly no way that any can control. And by doing or not doing some physical thing, solve the discomfort of the physical body when its natural sexual functions are denied. When this occurs, according to the nature of the individual and its energy system, there will be some degree of suffering. For some entities, it is negligible, unnoticeable, or minor. For others, it is an enormous and very substantial problem, and certainly one that cannot be ignored. This instrument is aware that the one known as Poopy had said that the mechanical satisfaction on a solitary basis of the physical desire for sexual completion had not been satisfactory no matter how many times repeated. And we are not surprised at this because of the fact that a sexual energy block is actually not what it seems, but rather a much deeper and more profound suffering that extends throughout the body system of the energetic body, if not the physical body. In one very basic sense, we must say that, as far as we know, there are times of suffering for all people. There are always needs that will not be met that seem important. And this is part of the way that the school of love that planet Earth is works. for again and again. It allows the senses of the physical body to inform the intellect that there is not enough, that there is no safety, and that there is no healing. It is the challenge of the spiritually oriented entity to gaze at the limited and crying needs of the body. Not with eyes to solve, but with eyes to love and to understand. To enter into the experience. To enter into the suffering. To enter into all of the emotions that this brings up. And to see the self in its needs, in its wants, in its character as defined by those cries of hunger. What one desires is extremely interesting to the developing soul. And it is very well to look at what one desires, not with the eye to judge, but with the hope of fully embracing the self, of being in love with that suffering self, of rocking that self within the heart and saying, yes, these needs are beautiful. These needs are worthy. These needs are fully acceptable. They simply aren't being met by the circumstances of my life. And this is, again and again, in one way and in another, the situation of the seeker within the physical plane. There is not enough. There is no healing. There is only suffering. This is a dark picture. And we would say to you that it is dark as the earth itself. The soil beneath the feet is dark. It is dark, mysterious, and fertile. It is the seed of something that will grow through the soil, through the suffering, through the point of pain, blooming at last in ways that cannot be comprehended at the moment that the suffering is being experienced. Perhaps you could look at the picture as a puzzle that one is so close to that one can only see 35 pieces out of the 2,000. And it looks, therefore, like the problem is about a dog and a man. But if one pulls back to gaze at the entire picture, the dog and the man are at the edge of a much larger conflict that involves many more characters and many more issues. When a cycle of suffering has been completed, it is far more easy in hindsight to look into the pattern and say, yes, I see the sense of this suffering. I see the point of this catalyst being offered to me. I see where it took me and what I learned. And I am grateful. We are suggesting that that attitude of gratefulness and thankfulness for the suffering be adopted by faith before times, so that in the midst of suffering, control is released. Needs are expressed to the self, by the self, and then let go. And it is acknowledged that beyond all need, beyond all distortions of energy, beyond all suffering, beyond all limitation, the essence of self is perfect and resting in the most divine love and in the most strong and healing light. We would at this time transfer this content to the one known as Jim. We thank this instrument for offering itself as channel, and we thank the group for its very interesting question. We leave this instrument in love and in light and transfer at this time. We are those of Ukwa.
I am Quark. We greet each again in love and in life. Dear distance. This time it is our privilege to offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further queries which those present may have for us. Is there another query at this time?
I'll start. And I'm curious about each time we come together, we talk about a week and see what everyone has done that week. I guess we've not given you the opportunity. I'm just wondering if you would like to tell us how your week was.
I am Quark, and I'm aware of your query. The experience which we have had since last joining this group is one of the exploration of the interior of the self, shall we say. This is our means of becoming the One Creator. We continue to move along our evolutionary path in what might be seen to be small steps, investigating those portions of the self that is the Creator, which have been, shall we say, less well appreciated in our previous experience. And of course we move in service to others where possible. In most instances, this is accomplished by making an appearance, as you would say, within the dream state of those whom we seek to serve. Thus, we are modest I am Quark, and I will tell you this. Is there a further query?
Are there any messages or things to share with one another, as you say, unseen friends you'd like to contribute at this time?
Hi, of course. I'm aware of your query. To those of the host of heaven, as we have heard it called, merely send their love and light to all who are available to receive it. Is there another query at the same time? I have one, and we thank you. Is there another clue?
I have a question for when you were sitting at Dream State. I don't ever remember being aware of something that were identified with that core in my dreams. Do you do it more on a energetic level rather than an identity level?
I will when we are able to make such a visitation, it is most often in a situation in which the entity whom we seek to serve has found itself in what you would call dire straits and is calling for aid by the amount of suffering and pain that the entity experiences in its life. And in such a situation of extreme need, we are sometimes able to make our presence felt in an inspirational manner to such an entity. This is somewhat rare, as you would term it, but is a means of service which we have pursued from the days of old in this planetary sphere's history. Is there another question?
No, not a question, but thank you for all of those who have helped since your visit. I sometimes do it and draw some comfort from knowing that there's a unseen help behind the scenes. So,
thank you. I thank you. Is there another clue?
I have one more. Recently, yesterday, when we worked with mothers, passed away. And today, my sister-in-law, her father, just came very close. And I wonder if there are any words or thoughts or ideas that I can share with them to help them with the struggles that they're going with to deal with the situations as they're presenting themselves.
I am aware of it. When one wishes to serve in a situation in which there is the loss of a loved one, and there is much sadness and grief on the part of those who remain, it is often the best service to simply be available for whatever needs are felt by those who grieve. Thus, the offering of one's efforts in providing the foodstuffs, as we are aware you have prepared to do, is one such means of service that is much appreciated by those who are at such a time thinking of little else than the loved one who has departed. It is also possible that if one feels there is an opening in the grieving entity that may be approached by suggesting that there is the completion of a grand design and plan that has been accomplished by the one who has left, and that this plan continues beyond this earthly experience, where an ending is a beginning upon another level, then there may be some comfort that can be given to the heart, to the mind, and to the soul. For as those who grieve are reminded of that which they know, that all life continues, that all springs from one creator, that we do that which is ours to do, and that there is truly no loss that occurs at any time. This reminding of the basic elements of the spiritual journey is often helpful and appreciated. Is there a further query?
My wife's ending this part of her life. She still has much swelling and pain from the injury. And she requested if there's any other lesson or meaning or whatever that she should further examine at this time.
I am aware of the prayer. As we consider the situation of the one known as Asuna, we would recommend that she has processed well that catalyst which has come before her. The healing that remains may be bothersome, yet it is that which is necessary in order that the catalyst be utilized to its fullest. We see no further mental examination necessary for the sanctity. We add our blessings and human vibrations to those many wishes of renewed health which have been offered to the one known as the Savior. Is there another prayer?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Very much appreciate the message to you. Thank you.
Of course. Again, we thank you for the minute. Is there another clip at this time?
I'd like to follow up on Steve's because I thought this about me. I think that people have asked me and the things in my own life. It seems like if you think that you have got a bad foot because you need to change jobs, and then you change jobs, it doesn't necessarily solve the problem. If you think that you're frustrated physically and then you get a very fulfilling sexual relationship, oftentimes it doesn't solve the problem. Is there ever a situation in which the problem is what you think it is? And something that you do in the physical will take care of it nicely? Or is it always, metaphysically speaking, a situation where the roots of the situation are hidden?
I am aware of the root, my sister. And though we do not wish to discourage any from examining carefully each portion of catalyst that comes before the lotus, when the conscious mind has finally noticed the catalyst before it, much has already been lost to the determination of the proper path to travel. This is merely the nature of the heavy chemical illusion in which you find yourselves within third density. It is very difficult to perceive clearly those messages which are sent from the subconscious mind and the metaphysical realms. For it is as though a different language were being spoken. And the ears that hear this language perceive only dimly that which is intended. Thus, it is well to use not only the conscious analytical mind, but also wise to employ the intuition, the hunches, those feelings that come through the veil of forgetting and leave the trace of meaning. We give this instrument the phrase, the nibble of direction, that one may follow as one would follow the trail of breadcrumbs in the deep forest, looking again for the path that one took into such an imposing and isolated area. When one examines carefully the subconscious mind, as carefully as one can, shall we say, one will discover that there are trees of immense size, ferns of indescribable beauty, mosses unknown before, creatures strange and exotic, air barely able to be breathed and yet exhilarating in its intake. Thus, when one examines catalyst or its origin and direction to utilize, one may rest assured that this is the process which itself can become a journey into exotic realms. The fruit that is found in such a place is well worth the effort, whether one is able to feast at the entire meal or only in the hors d'oeuvres. Is there a further question?
I have more questions, but I think that the energy is getting low. I would choose, I think, to hold questions about the direction of the question, if you wish to make a comment, is simply that you said that there was the language of the energy body and that I was thinking to myself, was that language or the best analog into our language, as a name for that language, would that be the language of emotion? The reason I ask that being that, for instance, when I work with music or when I work with words in a certain way that poetry does or that inspired writing does or when I work with colors, all of those things seem to me to work well with the energy body and to clarify my own emotions for me and to bring them out. And I just was thinking that perhaps it is the emotions and not thoughts that are the actual language of the image of the mind. If you wanted to comment on that, that would be fine. If you don't, I'd be glad to wait until another time for you.
I'm poor and I'm aware of the clear of my system. We also are aware that energy is love. We shall come into movement. The emotions are an avenue of exploration that also deserve a great deal of effort in. The attempt to interpret catalyst and its application to future action. This is the direction we were intending when we suggested that intuitions, intuitions are a more purified kind of emotion from another source. These intuitions, the being, that property of the subconscious mind, the first translation, shall we say, of the language that the conscious mind attempts to understand. Thus, we suggest that the intuition, and as you have suggested, the emotions, be employed more as a fundamental means of examining catalyst, rather than allowing the intellectual mind, the soul, effort in this endeavor. Is there a further question?
No, I want to thank you for that. Thank you for your
time. I am. We thank you for this. Is there a final question at this time? I, of course, we would take this opportunity to thank each again for inviting our presence in this circle of living. We are aware that the effort each has made to become a member in this circle, in this bed, has been great for more of the obstacles that made it difficult for each to partake of the thank each for being a part of this circle, for inviting our presence, for seeking with a sincere and pure heart that which is our opinion and that which we joyfully give, though we recommend each observe those words which ring of truth, take those and read all others before. We are known to you as those of God. We would take our leave of this instrument and this group at this time. We will each as always in the love and in the light. We will be able to predict. Adi Nekha, please.